Blog Talk Radio.
Am I not on right now?
You are. There you go.
Oh, now I'm on. So again, okay. Let me do that over again. It's just like deja vu from last Thursday. Okay. What's up, sports fees out there? It's another Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For the last time at this time slot, it's Ask Ms. V Sports. I'm, of course, James Acevedo here on V's After Dark Radio, and I'll have on right now talking sports with me in the fastest hour you will ever listen to in your life. It is the CEO of Visa After Dark Radio and the host of a lot of shows. You know, it's all about sex, sex, and more sex, Bitter Black Bitch Show. And, of course, this show, co-hosting here, is none other than a very beautiful and multi-talented Ms. V the Toy Lady. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I like how you have a different voice when you first start. When it's Ask Ms. V Sports, it's a little different when you start the show, other than the other shows. Like when it's you know, it's all about sex, sex is more sex. Say, hey, you know what time it is? And when it's Bitter Black Bitch, yeah, this is the Bitter Black Bitch Show. Yeah, and I'm pissed. This one, you sound like you're young, like you're 15. Hey, hi,
hey,
is everything going? It's just funny how it's different approaches to these shows when you do these shows. But anyway, I notice these things. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. I was wondering about you.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
How was dinner?
Nah, you know what happened? We got snow again. So we didn't even bother going out. But we celebrated with the birthday cake and stuff not too long, a few minutes ago. So, for my mom's birthday. And, yeah, so then we'll have to go on another day for that because we got, like, another 6 inches. Not too long ago, I was just outside scraping forever, getting rid of the hard-ass snow. That took more time than just pushing the soft snow. It was just a pain in the ass. Took me an hour and a half. That was way too long. Anyway, enough of that. I'm tired of it. It's just annoying. Just so annoying.
As long as we don't get none here, we could.
Yeah.
We got ice, so that was enough.
Yeah, that's just as bad.
It's annoying.
It's just annoying already. We've had the same snow around our area for like since January 26th. That's when we had the first storm, and ever since so there's just snow on top of snow. On top of snow, you know, it's just old snow that has not gone away. It's melted a little bit, but then here comes the other snow. You know, it's like, damn, it's not going to go away for a while. It's almost, you know, a month and a half now. It won't be until at least maybe next month it'll be gone, you know. Well, we'll see. But anyway, enough of the weather channel.
Before we get into the sports, I'm going to talk about a little bit of something that I saw. And you may have seen it on Google Plus also, and I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I'm going to be nosy later on.
All right.
There was a message put on Google Plus. You may have seen it from Mistress C.
Oh.
About, and we won't say who, but apparently someone is stalking her Facebook now.
Someone's stalking her?
You have to go read the post.
Really?
I don't want to get too deep into
it. It's on Google Plus, you said?
It's on Google Plus, so I'm
okay.
Not sure. But she posted something, and I was like, damn, this kind of goes with some stuff that I've been talking about. That's why I really don't want to get too deep into it.
Okay.
On her page, and anybody, and I'm assuming that this person is not on Google Plus, you know, so that she's talking about, but she did call a person out by name, and you know, that's something that she doesn't do, so she's really, really pissed. And it kind of goes to something that we were asking about earlier, before the year started, actually in November. I'm going to be, as they say, I kind of, you know how they call people shit starters? I kind of feel like being a shit starter, because I want to find out what's really going on, because this may go with some things that's been going on with me. I mean, not personally with me, but you know what I'm saying? We'll have to talk off the air about it, but it's some interesting shit going on. But,
Man, that's news to me.
And but there are billboards up here in the metropolitan Detroit area. Everybody knows that I made an announcement, you know, which it's not a secret that Adamica Sue is going to be a free agent. The Lions did not throw the franchise tag on them. You know, their options are still open. The word is that he's already talked to Miami and I guess Pittsburgh or somebody. I forget who has. Somebody has like the $52 million they could offer him, which, you know, that's not going to happen here. But he wants to be that highest paid defensive end in the league, and it looks like he's going to get it. That's why he signed a new agent last year and everything. And, you know, I tell everybody, you know, everybody's like, Detroit is stupid if they don't keep him. Detroit is stupid if they max out all their money and can't get nobody else also. I mean, I love Sue, you know. I love Megatron better. But as fans, I think sometimes we forget to look at the business side of it. You know, and I'll be real honest. I'm guilty of that also. I'm not going to say I'm not. You know, because before any of this happened, remember I was saying, keep Sue restructured. You know, have Stafford and Johnson go in and restructure their contracts, you know, to make sure he's safe. And after the things I've been hearing, and from the business standpoint, like I said, this is a business standpoint, not anything else, you know, financially, he's too expensive. And he wants to be the highest payer. And Detroit just doesn't have that type of money. You know, there was a time when they went around and paid all that money and put all their coins in one place and nothing else. And, you know, they finally got a coach in there who's coaching correctly, you know. And the front office is listening to this coach, you know. This isn't about just, you know, hey, we like this person. We're going to try to do what we got to do to keep them and still don't get shit, you know. It's about the entire team. And, I mean, he got suspended for a couple of games. So, I mean, it's not – I mean, he did have one of his better years. You know, he had his best year in his career last year. But at the end of the day, you got to look at it. Is he going to continue to do the fuck-ups he's been doing? And, I mean – there comes a point in time when you quit doing shit when you get fined fucking $50 and suspended for games, okay? Let's keep it real. And he hasn't gone a season without getting in trouble. I mean, it's part of the game, and we all know that you got to play rough, but playing rough and playing where you're costing your team is two different things. How many times are you going to apologize? You know, it's like the man who beats his wife. Baby, I'm sorry it won't happen no more. He said this, and I think that, you know, he's gotten different with the way he's doing things, but he's still getting fined. I love Sue, you know, so if you listen, I'm still a fan. But if you truly want to stay in Detroit, like you said, you're going to find a way to make it happen. If it's about the money, I'm not mad at you if you're looking for the money. You have come out publicly and said you want to stay in Detroit, but are you willing to break Detroit to stay? Because if you're willing to bankrupt them so you can stay here, then we don't need you, because then it's about you. It's not about you really wanting to stay. Everybody has to make sacrifices. It can't be one-sided. That's just my little commentary on it, though.
Yeah, well, it's very hard, especially for a football player, because it's not like with baseball or basketball or even hockey, where you get guaranteed money. There's only certain things guaranteed. So for a football player, they only get that certain amount guaranteed, and whatever else, it depends if they're still able to play. If they're still you know, that caliber of player. So I hate, you know, I, this is hard for me to, because I understand what you're saying, and then I'm going by what he's saying.
Like I said, I understand both sides of it, you know, like I said.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had to look at it, you know, but I've been listening to the grumblings around town. We're super for getting rid of him. Okay, but we're also stupid if we keep him, you know. You got to weigh both sides when you look at stuff like this. And from his standpoint, he knows that he doesn't have a whole lot longer in his career.
That's
we could get injured in the summer, and that be it.
Oh, now.
And then what? You know,
yeah.
So there's a lot of what ifs out there that people don't look at. And, you know.
True.
One fucked up injury, I mean, look at it. We got fucking Reggie Bush, and he didn't play the fucking second season. And, you know, he's gone. You know, they dropped him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And by the way, Giants, please don't go after Reggie Bush. He's not the same guy. I know everybody's not gonna like what I'm about to say, but I would take Ray Lewis in a heartbeat. I would want him on my team if he's eligible. You have to, but it's a lot of baggage. I understand. But if you're going by pure football, and I know he kind of deteriorated in his play before the shit he put himself to, so let's remember that he put himself in that situation. But, you know, him or Adrian Peterson, I wouldn't be mad 1 second if they got him. Let's put it that way. Even though the Vikings are trying to almost beg Adrian Peterson to come back after there was a little argument between him and the management, I guess, because of what happened, obviously, with the bullshit, with the, you know, with that so-called child abuse. Anyway, yeah, that shit. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, so like I said, I mean, as a football fan, you know, I look at it, if we lose Ndamukong, I mean, there's still other players out there. I mean, and that's the whole thing. And the Lions, it's building their future. And you can't build your future around one player.
That's true. And let's be honest, too, offense type of game football is now. So you have to think, what's more important, Megatron or Sue? Duh. It's Megatron.
And, Megatron is producing, you know.
You know? I don't know when he's eligible. Like, I don't know how many years he has in his contract or whatever. You would know more than me. Like, I don't know.
You know what? It must not be coming up no time soon because they haven't been talking about it. And believe it or not, they're going to fight to keep Calvin Johnson. I'm just going to keep it real. They're going to fight to keep him.
Oh, yeah. Him and having homeboy. How long is Golden Tate staying? How long was that contract when you signed that last year?
I don't know. Because,
was it like
you know,
3 years or so? Something like that?
Golden Tate wasn't even on my radar last year. You know, now he's on my radar.
Yeah,
so I really haven't been keeping up with Golden Tate, but, I mean, he proved to be a force to be reckoned with this year. You know, so when you look at it, I mean, like I said, I like Ndamukong, so I know people say you're hating. I'm not hating at all.
No.
If I was hating, it would be coming out totally different.
I'm a businesswoman also. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
So.
You'd be like a hypocrite if you'd be like, wow, you know, what's he doing? Because, you know, you're a capitalist just like he is. You know, you would want to make as much money as you possibly can, especially in a position that he's in, which is football, which is not a long-term profession. You know what I mean? Especially football. Your career can end now. In one hit, that's it. Done. That's why, you know, with football more than any other sport, you can't really blame them for wanting as much money as they can, especially if they're one of the top players in their position, which he is. But for the money
he's
asking for, I don't blame the Lions if they let him go. Because you got, like you said, you got to think about the future.
And he's going to mess them out with their, you know, they don't have the monetary resource money-wise that
that's
some of these other teams have.
Sorry, Cap.
And, you know, they would be giving up draft picks and everything if they did that with him.
Nah.
It's not worth it when you're talking about that.
No.
I mean, that's what you have to look at. You have to look at the whole entire big picture, which
Yeah, not personal.
Like I said, from a business standpoint, I know exactly where they're coming from. And at the end of the day, I'm not upset with nobody. I'm going to be sad to see them go, but this is how funny football is. Another team could pick him up and then release him mid-season, and he still end up back with the damn Lions, and we know that. So this is where that shit is kind of crazy. But we know how crazy that shit is, right?
But it's true. You know why? Because you always hear the contract, you know, oh, blah, 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 blah. But you, with football, the main question you ask first, okay, how much of it is guaranteed? It's not like I said, it's not like the other sports. When you hear 3 years and, let's say, $30 million, you know all that shit's guaranteed when it comes to baseball, you know, basketball and hockey. When it comes to football and you hear, like, what's his name? Revis, right? When Revis went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he had, like, 90-something million. Meanwhile, none of it was guaranteed. It was only a certain amount that was guaranteed. So, you know, when you hear certain numbers, they're just telling you what the contract is but not what's guaranteed. That's why the signing bonus is very important for a football player and whatever else is guaranteed to them. Because everything else is just hearsay. If they meet certain qualifications, you know, if they're still good and they don't get hurt, then, yeah, they'll get the rest of that contract, which they don't really anyway because there's always
these
contracts.
And I'll tell you something, I think that a lot of teams are going to throw in suit contracts that the Lions didn't have in there, which they didn't know to put it in there. But because he's been suspended, they could throw it to them. If he gets suspended so many times, they're going to take away part of his salary, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said nothing in fine by the NFL, but they could throw it in his contract because his reputation isn't the best reputation.
No,
okay?
And that's the main thing, too. It's just, every year there's something, and that's a lot of risk. You see, when you're a fan and a real fan, you know, when you're a real hardcore fan of a team, it's hard to separate fan from businessman or businesswoman. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you think it's a business.
I'm a hardcore fucking fan. Wait a minute. I'm taking offense because I am a hardcore Lions fan.
No, I like, you understand. But you know, I'm saying in general, like other people where they're like, oh, well, how can you not bring him back? You got to think of everything. If you're a businessman, you know, you're a business person, you have to understand, okay, look at his reputation. Okay, you know, we're putting all this money into him, and he fucks up again doing some stupid shit and gets suspended, and he's gone for like 2-3 games or whatever. That's going to hurt the team. And those 3 games could be the difference between home field advantage for the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, those little things there, and it kind of hurt them last year, you know, certain things, you know what I mean, where certain things could have been different. I'm just saying, it's just hard.
Because Tim and Rayola both got suspended at the same time. I think he won his appeal on his suspension, but Rayola didn't win his. And those are the type of things, well, Rayola doesn't get suspended all the time, so it was a big difference.
No.
But, you know.
No. Mm-mm.
But Sue is always in trouble. Like I said, I love him. You know, he's one of the baddest-ass players in the league, but he's one of the players that got a reputation, you know.
Knucklehead. He's just a knucklehead. And who knows?
And I'll tell you that his off-the-field antics and what he does off-the-field isn't good either. And, I mean, this is what everybody don't hear about in the country. Like, when he gets into these car accidents when he's out of town or when he gets into a car accident here, we hear about this shit. I kid you not. He's been in car accidents here.
That's true.
He's gone the fuck off, you know. And
Jesus Christ.
It's one of those things where, are you fucking kidding me? You can't even drive to fucking work without dealing with this shit. And, I mean, who really wants to be driving to work and get into a car accident and Donaldson Sue, and he's like, fuck you, I got to get to work and drive the fuck off? I mean, seriously. And he did that in the accident he got into here. You know,
wow.
Fuck this shit. I'm late for work. I got to get to work. You know, and what people don't understand, football players, when they're in training camp, they have to be there by a certain time. And it's normally like 4 or 5 in the morning, sometimes it's 6 in the morning, depending on, I think it's 6 in the morning here, because normally they are all, you know, something that's on the news. We had a thing collapse on the freeway, and Matthew Stafford got caught in it. And they literally had to send a ride to pick him up so he could get to work on time and ask like 6 in the morning. But, I mean, in that case, it wasn't his fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A truck hit the overpass and it completely collapsed on both sides of the freeway.
Damn.
And he was like one of the cars that it almost hit. and he was on his way to work. So stuff like that you can't prevent. But then when you're talking about being on your way to work and you get into a fender bender or whatever with someone like Sue and he drives the fuck off because he has to go to work. Like, you ain't got a goddamn job, you know. That's when they're like, fuck you. You know, are you fucking kidding me? You got to go to work, but, like, I ain't got a goddamn job. What the fuck you think I'm doing out here at 6 in the morning? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize they get fined if they're not there at a certain time. I think that's another thing, you know, they get fined I forgot how many thousand dollars.
Just like for any other job, you know, if you punch a clock at work and you're not there where you're supposed to, well, guess what? A lot of jobs paying 15-minute increments, which means if you're supposed to work at 6:30, but you get to work at 6:32, well, you're not going to get paid until 6:45. So, you know, you're essentially being docked that money for being a jackass.
Yeah.
You know, that's keeping real.
Yeah. Those are jobs I would hate. It's been a while since I had a job like that where if you're not exactly on time, you're screwed. Because that's no joke. That's like, damn, I was only late like you say 2 minutes. Oh, too bad. That's true. And I remember that. I was like, damn.
I haven't punched a time clock in years. Thank God where I work, I'm solid.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And everybody can say to me where you work, these motherfuckers will never find out, okay, but I am salary.
Google ain't going to help you, motherfuckers.
That ain't going to help you because I'm salary. You know?
Yeah. So that's with that goes there, so there for that one.
But if I'm too late for work, if I want to take an hour off, then I lose the hour pay. But I'm still salaried, so a lot of times I don't lose the pay.
Well, yeah, if that happens,
you know,
I can live with that.
You're a salary,
you know what I'm saying?
When you're a salary worker, it's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different.
But if I don't get to work on time, believe me, my bitch ass is making it up by, like, say it. Believe me, when you salary, it's worse because it's like, oh, you didn't get to work until this time. And you'd be like, damn, I got some shit to do when it's time to get off. And you'd be sitting there, and you will find a way to add that time back in because people do watch you even though you're salaried. So don't think just people are salaried, oh, they got it easy. We actually have a worse being salaried because there are days when you'd be like running a few minutes and you'd be like, I need to stay over, but you can't stay over because you got things to do. So before the end of that week, you're trying to make up that time that you lost, and it's kind of funny because the way you make it up is not the way that other people think you make it up. And, like, I have been on my cell phone talking to my boss on my way home, making up the time because that's the one way I could clock stand. I'm still, hey, I had to talk to you, so guess what? Yeah, I might have been 20 minutes late one day, but we just spent 30 minutes talking on my cell phone after work. I made up for it then some. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of funny. People say, oh, well, that's kind of cool. Not really, because you pay for them damn minutes on your cell phone.
That's true. So it basically, if you're basically just paying for that, you're working for that to pay that off.
Yeah, you're paying because your ass came in late. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, exactly. I can see why you get up so early. Jesus Christ. Damn. I'm still awake most of the time when you...
What'd you say? Wait a minute, I didn't hear that.
I said, so there's times, because you know I'm a nut. I'm freaking, I'm a vampire. You know, there's times when you wake up and you say good morning, and I say to myself, damn, did she just go to bed like 3-4 hours ago? Whatever. It seemed like you didn't sleep shit. I don't know, to me, it's like, wow, is already you waking up? But meanwhile, you went to bed like 5-6 hours before. Like,
well,
wow.
It's just like because, and then now I'm back going to the gym. So for anybody who's really seen me and I'm really on it, you're probably seeing tweets from me between 4 and 4:15 some days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I'm back at the gym because I'm leaving my house by 4:15. By 4:20 at the latest, I'm on my way to the gym. I'm at the gym by 4:45 now, which means that I'm on the treadmill, I'm getting my workout in, and then I'm going from the treadmill and I'm doing weights for my arms because I realized that if I do my legs, I'm going to gain weight, so I can't do my legs right now, which everybody say, Miss B, no, I've been fucking working out a while. I have big-ass fucking legs, and your muscles are the biggest muscle. The muscles in your legs are the biggest muscles in your body.
They're the strongest part of your
also
body.
When you strength train, you gain weight. So if you build up the muscles in your legs, you will gain weight, and it'll seem like you're not dropping. So what I do, because I know that I have naturally big legs, I will drop weight every place else first. I will drop my weight down before I start training in my legs. I'll do my arms and my abs for a month or two before I even start working on my legs. And people think it's kind of weird, but I do.
No.
So, yeah, I've been at the gym. So this is new for me. I have successfully gone 3 days this week. If I get up in the morning, which I plan on doing, I'm going to have 4 days in. I would have had five, but something happened yesterday morning that I didn't make it to the gym. I did get a workout in, not just a regular gym workout. But, and wasn't last night's show hilarious in the chat room? we got cussed out for not talking about sex last night, which I never thought that we put out that the Bitter Black Fish show was about sex.
No, well, that's just
but
the
we
guy.
We had a person come up in the chat room who he just wanted, and, you know, I think he just didn't, he still didn't get what he wanted. You know, he did not get the information he wanted. You know, he wanted some nice, straight-up nasty sex, and he was not getting that from me and Sierra last night. I thought it was kind of funny because the stuff that he was asking, you know, it was like, no, no, no. So he still didn't, I think he wanted more, what he wanted was skanky shit. And so me and North Sierra. Here, we're not skank, you know, because when he was like, did y'all do this? And, you know, we're like, no, we never did that shit up when we were up in the bar, you know, and I'm like, okay. You know, and for anybody who doesn't know, the chat room, he was asking us, did we do extras? Well, first of all, I've heard that they do extras now, this is what I'm hearing, but extras were always done outside of the bar when you were in the bar, and on top of that, you got blackballed for doing that shit. I mean, you literally can lose your job because it's called tricking.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, wow, you know, and I'm like, I never had to do extras. I had a clientele base, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm realizing now that these girls don't have client bases, but I thought that shit was kind of funny too. So I'm like, dude, I had a client base, you know. And I look at it because I think I've talked about it before that I had my own client, you know.
Yep. That's the difference, I think, between your back in the day and now. You know, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, because, you know, I couldn't imagine going up into the bar and not having a client base. I'm serious. I mean, and almost two-thirds of the girls in the bar had a client base.
Yep.
You know, you had the randoms who came up in there, but we made our money off of our clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they came up in there. You know, we were like the safe hookers. And for anybody who says, what do I mean? We're the women that you come, you see, we spend time with you. You don't have to have sex with us. We're not trying to go home with you. You wine us, you dine us, you give us some money. We talk to you about anything you want. Plus, we're dancing and we're getting our tips. But when you go home, you're feeling good because you done had this woman all up underneath you all night who's not trying to fuck you, who is just there, you know, doing their job.
Yeah,
you go
exactly.
home
yeah.
and, you know, we're going home and getting some bills paid. So I think that's where the difference comes in because, I mean, when I was in the bar, like I said, I had a client base. And actually, I met a lot of mortgage brokers. I think that's because, you know, like I said, like me and Sierra said, we were in school when we were dancing, and we really were truly in school. So the people that were dealing with were educated people, so you learn a whole lot. You know, I learned about mortgages and all kind of shit. You know, so it's, you know, but to the guy who was listening to this, like, dude, you know, do come back and listen to my Tuesday, you know, hopefully, you know, if I could get a confirmation email, you know, I'm not going to look, see, I only look like a jackass once, okay, so.
Yeah, he was like a new guy because he wasn't like the normal.
Yeah, he was new, yeah.
You know, I forgot, what was his, he had like a funny name. You remember the name he used? You remember
Dick
it?
Something good.
Yeah, Dick
good or
yeah, some shit. Yeah, but see, he
Dick,
just. and shit. I wish, yeah, you know what? Maybe, yeah, I think it's possible. I don't know if it is. If you go in the chat room, it might be still saved in there. I think. I'm not too sure.
I don't know.
Because I remember one time that happened. But anyway. But it was just, funny. That show was perfect just for the chat room. Because, like you said, it just keeps, you know, it has a flow to it. You know, and it just, you know, you just have somebody say something, boom, and then you just keep going, you know. You answer the question, and that's it, you know. It's good. I like how it flows. Last night I was laughing because the way it just ended. Okay, time for Empire, bye.
Hey, we was like, boom, you know. Hey.
No music, nothing.
Like,
bye.
You know what? That's because we cut into our time, and when I say I could not do that, it's like, hell no. We got to go.
I mean, let's be honest. That's the reason for the time change was because of the Empire.
One of the reasons. The other one is because I'm getting back up going to the gym. Remember, I told you it's messed up my sleep schedule.
Yeah, so you can get to bed a little earlier. Yes.
Because think about it. Even though I did watch Empire last night, I was already in the bed, so I was relaxed. Because remember, I take melatonin to help me go to sleep. I'm not taking melatonin while we're on the air because I don't want to fall asleep while we're on the air. So it's like I take the melatonin, I'm watching Empire goes off, I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
My alarm went off at 10 minutes to 4 this morning.
Yeah.
I was at the gym by 4:20, okay?
Damn.
So, listen, bitch got to lose this weight.
That's commitment.
Bitch got to lose this weight.
That is commitment. That's what that is. Like, damn.
Bitch
got to
lose this weight, okay?
Hey, do what you got to do. I'm not mad at you. I'm not the one getting up early.
Yeah, but if you think about it, in the evening I could do what I got to do because I'm not, I got to go to the gym and try to find a parking spot. And I'm telling you, the gym that I go to, big shout out to Lifetime Fitness because I know they're all over the country. But I can tell you, this is why I love them. And people have asked me when I got into my car accident, why didn't I give up my gym membership? This is the reason why. Because there is a gym that is closer to my house. The city I live in has a beautiful recreation center.
Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Type problem. They don't open up until 5 a.m. At 5 a.m., I have already been to them about 20 or 30 minutes. Because I'm literally going to the gym. I get out the gym by 10 minutes to 6. I get back home by 10 after 6. And I'm hopping in the shower and I'm getting ready for work and everything. So, I mean, just that right there. And when I'm telling you, if I don't get to the gym by 5 o'clock, I'm looking for a parking space. This is how these motherfuckers here work out. You know. And it's been like that forever, but I think it's gotten a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took that year hiatus, and I knew, you know, there was, and I could say the crowd, the 4 a.m. crowd hasn't really changed that much. That's one thing. So, you know, I slide back in, and everybody's like, hey, how you doing? You know, like, hey, what's up? Yeah, bitch gained about 50 pounds, but I'm back.
I came to redeem myself. Yeah, wow.
But see, at 4 in the morning, there's no conversations going on. Nobody's chit-chatting. Nobody's trying to show up.
No, well, first of all, it's too fucking early. You know what I'm saying? The people that are there, they got up early to be there. It's not like they were there all night, you know, and they didn't go to sleep yet. They got up early to fucking go to the gym.
No, there are some people who go from work there.
Oh,
so, like, there are people who work the midnight shift and get off. Like, my other half, he's at the gym at 5 in the morning.
That's
because
true.
He gets off, when he works the night shift, if he gets off between 4 and 5, instead of going home, he'll go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people who get off and go to the gym. And then my gym is open 24 hours. So, I mean, I literally, what I used to do when I did the Tuesday night show, because I know I would get up on Wednesday morning, this was before you came on board and I was still working out.
Okay.
I would literally, the show would end at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was ending the show at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I was dressed while we were doing the show, and when the show ended, I was hopping in my car going to the gym, and I was getting to the gym about 10 minutes to midnight, and I was there until about 1 in the morning, and then I was coming back home.
Wow.
And that's what I was doing on Tuesday night so that I wouldn't miss my Wednesday workout.
Mm.
Now it's like, fuck that shit, bitch is just going to get up. And I live closer to the gym now, so it's a big, big difference.
Is that without the is it your work gym? You know what I mean? Is it part of your separate, okay.
No, it's called Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, okay.
So anybody who knows about Lifetime Fitness, they are a 24-hour full service facility. When I say they're full service, we don't have a track in there unless it's a platinum club.
Okay.
But a diamond club. I'm a member of a gold club, but the gold club, I'm grandfathered in from my contract when I started, because now when you join, you're locked into one club and you have to pay extra to go to other clubs. I can go to any club I want to in the country. So other than a diamond club, I'm only allowed to go to, like, when I go to Vegas, there's only one Lifetime Fitness in Vegas. Well, that fucking Lifetime Fitness is a fucking diamond club. As a gold member, I'm not allowed to go to a diamond club. But because there are no gold clubs there and I'm a gold club member, I'm allowed 2 visits. And then after that, I have to pay $20 every time I go up when I go to Vegas. I'm allowed 2 visits per month. But I'm never in Vegas for a month. And I mean, if I moved out there and I wanted to stay a member, I would just upgrade to diamond. And they have concierge service and stuff. But, I mean, when I go to the gym, literally I can spend the night at the gym because they're open 24 hours. And I kid you not, we have our own individual lockers. They provide our provided. We have individual showers, keys for our lockers. We have men and women's locker room. We have the dry sauna. Which one is it? Each locker room has a sauna in it. And we also have a family locker room. And then we have the wet sauna in the locker room. So the men's locker room has a wet sauna. The women's locker room has a wet sauna.
Okay.
Then we have a dry sauna by our pool. We have an Olympic lap pool and a family pool. The family pool is heated. The lap pool is not heated. Then we have 2 big jacuzzis that hold like 20 or 30 people each. So we have a cafe that opens up at 6 a.m. There's childcare that opens up at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The salon opens up, I think, at 9 a.m., and that's when we get our massages, manicures, pedicures, hair cutting. I mean, we have a full-service salon, facials, everything. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't just go to a gym. I go to – it's not a country club, but it's a gym. It's my gym.
Yeah, well, it's good, man. Whatever, you know, it works for you. That's what it
counts. And my other half is a member of that gym also, so it doesn't hurt. Well, he's the reason why, I mean, I've never said this. I'm older than my other half. So, you know, I got to compete with these little young bitches. And when everybody said, oh, let's be you a cougar, no, I'm not a cougar. There's only 4 years difference in us. Let's get that shit real. But he's in the music industry. Groupie bitches. I'm part of the adult industry.
Groupie bitches.
Yes, deal with the Chicago. Yeah, groupie bitches.
Some of these men are bitches too. You know.
Yeah. So you know, I have to keep my body tight for a number of reasons. So when I got into the car accident, as they said, that was my excuse to let myself go, and now I got to get it back tight.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I love this gym.
Oh, that's cool.
But for years, the people I work with have been trying to get me to join. I mean, I could have joined over 10 years ago, and I just wouldn't join because I thought it was a snooty-ass gym. I didn't think black people went there. I'm going to keep it real. I didn't think black people went. Not to that gym.
Wow.
And when I got with him, and he's like, he's a member, and I'm like, oh, well, shit, if he's a member, I know I can afford to be. But I did. I thought it was a studio gym. I mean, and I have had people tell me that they still think my gym is snooty. I tell them, I was like, listen, just because the location of the gym is where income is a little bit higher than most of us, that's what they do. I mean, they demographics for their gym locations. They only put their gyms in areas where the median household income is like $70,000 and above.
Wow.
So like the city that I live in, the median household income I think is only $50,000 a year.
Wow.
So they would never put a gym line there that because the median household income does not meet what they want the median household income to be. So the area that I live in, even though I no longer live in Detroit, I live in a suburb, but I've moved to a suburb that because our median house, nobody really wants to live where I live. Let's keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why they don't want to live where I live at.
Man of the lust.
Because of, huh?
Land of the
lust. No, it's because of Detroit Metro Airport. I mean, we have to deal with the plane.
Yeah, that, well, yeah. In the woods and country.
And the deers and the skunks, you know.
Yeah. But you say you never saw a deer, though, right?
I haven't seen. No, I saw a deer when I was getting on the freeway, though.
Oh.
Which is only like 2 miles from my house. I almost hit the damn deer, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I think I, they was like, no, the deers are out there, too. So I have them all. I have deers, skunks, rabbits, possum.
It's like you live in a log cabin or some shit.
I don't live in a log cabin.
I know. Just saying with the surroundings that, you know, yeah, it's like, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, deers are real nice to look, you know what I'm saying? But they're stupid. They're the only animals I know when they run away from you, they don't run away from, when they run away, they don't run away from you. They run towards you to run away, which makes no sense. Like, they see you coming in the car. So you would think, oh, let's run this way away from where this car is going. No, they go towards you where you're going to run away. It's like, what the hell? What are you going this way for? That's why I almost hit you, stupid.
It's the deer in the head, like I said.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what that is. They, like, instead of like, oh, let's run, you know, that's like if someone's coming at me with a knife, I'm going to run towards the person with the knife, and I will. That's what, and then I try to run away. Like, let me, I'm gonna run past you to get away, not away from you. So stupid.
Hey.
But I like
buzz.
You know.
Okay,
right, anyway,
let me give you the latest buzz.
What's the latest buzz?
You ready
for this? What's that?
The Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Okay, what's the latest buzz?
Apparently, this information. Don't blame me. Blame TMZ if I'm incorrect, okay? You know, I get my information from everywhere. I'm
and
not.
That's, and 9 times out of 10, they're right.
As long as it's not fucking National Enquirer and that shit that's on the newsstand, you know, at the check I said, I'm good. But TMZ, I believe them. You know, TMZ
exactly.
Has not been wrong. But TMZ
really
today,
wrong.
When I was watching them, they said that the celebrities are having a hissy fit, which we knew this. For anybody who I'm in the box,
I saw that.
Which
yeah.
They announced that they are having a fit because they're not comping any tickets. But as soon as they announced the fight, they said they were not comping any tickets. They came out and said this from day one. As soon as they made the announcement, they said, we are not comping any tickets. All tickets will be sold. And apparently these motherfuckers didn't believe that they weren't comping and are losing their mind. But now you got, because they're saying that the advertise, just to have the banners there is going to cost so much that they said that the different companies are offering the celebrities, will buy your 2 tickets for you, but you have to wear our hat. Guess what? For you going to pay $100,000 for me to go to a fight? That means 200 G's you're going to pay for me and whomever I'm going with to go. 100 G's a ticket. And all I got to do is wear your fucking ball cap. Let me get me a nice ponytail, put my makeup and stuff on. Can I decorate the hat some?
Like, seriously? Like, why wouldn't you sign for that deal? And
why would
honest.
I or why wouldn't I? Why would I sign for it? For a little fucking seat, that's why.
Yeah. And most of the
Yeah, all I gotta do is wear a fucking ball cap. You know, I could dance. Listen, I can
how
dance.
How mean can we be? How mean are we if you can't wear a ball cap that says the advertising, the sponsor that's sponsoring you to be there? You know, front row seat.
I would do it.
Shit.
I would do it.
Shit.
I would do it.
How vain are we?
I mean,
come on.
It.
Fuck your hair. Just put this shit on.
This is just what I said. No, I got to. Okay, ladies, any female that wants to go, I got to hook up for you. Fly me. I will hook up your hair for you. And you will be the baddest bitch with a ball cap on when I get through with you. I do have a license in cosmetology, so let's get it clear. This ain't me just talking about what I can do. Fly me there. I will bring all my equipment, and I will hook you up with the baddest motherfucking ponytail. Your ponytail will outshine everything. Because, see, they said you had to wear a ball cap. They didn't say how you had to wear it. Okay? As long as their logo and name and stuff is showing.
That's the loophole.
I'm going to put.
That's the loophole.
Listen.
There you go.
Your hair be hooked with that damn ball cap in it.
Yeah.
Okay? call me. Everybody listen, call Miss V. You ain't even got to take me to the fight with you. I will hook you up. Just get me there and pay my pay-per-view, okay? We good.
I mean, people don't realize that most of these celebrities, they get comped for being there, and, you know, they don't pay for that. You know, if they go to, like, a finals, or most of the time it's the teams or whatever, they want them there, you know, so that way it looks good. That, oh, look who's in front court. Oh, it's Mayweather, you know, at the Heat game. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they,
no,
you know.
For them not to be comp, they're, like, losing their mind. But, like I said, I got y'all. Hit your girl up. I got you. Ball cap. Who's your sponsor? You know what? I got your hair hooked up for it.
So stupid.
I'm telling you.
You're a bitch about a fucking hat.
I'm telling you, call me. They will have a badass motherfucking weave. That hat will become a weave. You think I don't? You think I'm joking?
Mm-hmm.
That hat will be part of their motherfucking weave. They will have the baddest motherfucking hair around. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, hey. But the thing is, the deal. I mean, that's a deal. I mean, you're getting the best part. The only other way is just. Stupid hat. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do other shit for it.
Well, man, and to the whole thing, wearing the hat, that's still not guaranteed they ass gonna be on TV. So the whole thing is that
that's
you can go to the fight. There's no guarantee that hat is gonna be seen any fucking way.
True, unless you're really right there. Like, you know, if the camera is showing, you know how the camera's always
the
showing
camera
that part
gonna,
of the crowd, you
the
know?
The camera's
what I mean?
Gonna pan, but you know what? I think the reason why they're not confident because they don't want to make the focus on the celebrities. Think about it. This is not one of those fights.
Mm-hmm.
This is truly the fight. So when they say they're not confident, they're not confident for a reason. They don't. People want to be there too bad. They don't need to comp.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who's the ones that bitch. Did they say who the ones that bitch?
I think DiCaprio is one of them. But they really didn't say who. They showed the picture of Will Smith, but I don't think he's bitching about it.
I saw that and Rihanna. That's why I saw Will Smith and Rihanna picture. But I don't go by the, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because
I
saw that
picture. I don't. No,
exactly.
I didn't go by the pictures. I think DiCaprio is one of them. I really do because you know DiCaprio is at so many. You know, and I'm saying I think. I don't know for sure. You know, so don't let me say what she's saying. No, I did not say Leonardo DiCaprio. Neither did they. I said I think. Because the pictures don't mean anything.
It's not confirmed.
But what I can tell you,
you know,
all I can say, find me out there. I'll hook you up. I'll hook your hair up. Lady, I'll hook your hair up.
This would be interesting.
And fellas, no, but think about it. Seriously, even with the fellas, it's a ball cap. All they really are more concerned about is their logo for their company being out there being seen. We could work this into a suit now, see. Their biggest thing is, come on now, I got this.
Well, like you said, cosmetology, diploma for
cosmetology.
Shit. That's right.
You know, I'm just calling it the way it is. I can work some shit in.
That's interesting. See, so not just women, men too. See, you're saying men too.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Remember, the one thing that people forget is that Detroit is the hair capital, also.
Mm.
We are the weave capital. So, you know, y'all think I'm talking some shit, but I'm telling you, I hook the motherfucker up.
No, I don't think you're talking. I believe it.
I got some visions right now going on in my head with some ponytail, you know. And, ladies, let me give you an image of a ponytail. Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
Remember,
that's
what I thought.
That's the best I've ever
video.
Seen a woman. That's the best I've ever seen a female wear a ball cap with hair, you know, with a weave and shit. Yeah. That's a good one, Miss V. I like that. Good one.
She made that ball cap look good.
Yeah, she did. Oh, what? What?
And her hair was, look, wait a minute. She is the reason why women started wearing ball caps. Let's get that shit clear.
That's a good point.
Because you really wasn't seeing sisters wearing ball caps until she did that damn video.
Yeah, Google Rhythm Nation, everybody. 1989.
I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She, you know a bitch is bad if she could rock
a baseball
cap.
Are you getting hard over there? Are you getting hard over there thinking about that? Because that, I hear the sound in your voice as if I brought up some memories that you hadn't thought about.
Oh, well, that's awful. Well, she was fucking, I mean, like I just said, you're a bad bitch if you can wear a ball cap and look bad as fuck. And she did. That's the truth. Think about it. What other woman ever done that and look good?
Think about that. I cooked y'all hair up.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
She made women start wearing ball caps then, okay?
That's a good point. Good point. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that gave me a good flashback. What? Yeah, I was in rhythm, all right. But not what you think. I know wrong day for me bringing that up. That's for Tuesday, but hey, get a little ahead of myself.
Hey.
Look, that's a little bit of sex part of the show.
But I gave you that flashback, okay?
Oh, my God. That's what bothers me. Like, women, just real quick. I know this is a sports show, but women like Janet and Lil Kim, whatever, they were fine the way they were. Then they did one too many fucking plastic surgery, and then they look, you know, ridiculous.
Janet, I think she still look good. I think that it's just that because as you get older, if you don't maintain, I think what it is that, well, with Janet, I think, I'm going to be honest. She's disappeared since her brother passed.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
really, I mean, other than her doing the one or two movies that she's done, and, you know, she went and got married to the billionaire overseas.
Yeah, that dude.
She's really hasn't been seen in public. Not even
That's
by her,
true.
You know, she's not being seen with her niece and nephews.
That's true. Think about it.
So,
the last 6 years, think about it. Ever since, that's true. Besides her brother's funeral. When you ever seen her? That's
so,
a good point. Yeah.
I think that, you know, this has had a major effect on her, you know. And.
Oh, no doubt. Right. Yeah, I mean.
You know, but I'm just saying, but I mean, in her case, I think she still looks good, you know.
Oh, better than Lil Kim, that's for sure. Way better than Lil Kim.
The whole thing is that, well, at least with Janet, she knows how to lose weight. I mean, her weight goes up and down, but her weight has always gone up and down. That is the one thing. This is why I really envy her, you know, as far as a black woman, because mm-hmm. she's never tried to portray that she's always been skinny. Her weight
True.
Fluctuates. And she'll tell you, I've got to work out. I've got to do this. She'll tell you the different things that she do. You know,
mm-hmm.
it might not work for everybody what she does,
mm-hmm.
but unlike some of these other black actresses, and I'm not mad at other black actresses, let's get that clear. But in Janet's case, when she's gained the weight, she's embraced it, but she'll let me know, I got to lose this shit. And you can tell that she's working on losing it. She has regular woman struggles, and it just shows. And that's what nobody really likes about her. And instead of her trying to be, like, fucking Beyonce won't show that she's gained the weight or whatever. Her mother is not skinny. So come on, Beyonce, let's keep it real, honey. And your dad ain't skinny. You're going to have these struggles. You just don't want the world to know you have it. It's okay to let people know you have these struggles because that means you're normal.
Yeah,
you're Janet
human.
Has
yeah.
let the world see.
That's true.
Her.
Janet knows. Yeah, she don't care. Like, she showed that shit. Yeah, she did.
You know, when she gained the weight, you saw that she gained the weight.
Yep.
You
yep.
know, you.
Yep.
And when
yep.
she lost the weight, you see she lose it. And then she'll sit there, oh, I did coffee and, you know, coffee enemas. Okay, I've never tried a coffee enema. But guess what? I ain't mad at Sister Girl because whatever works is working for her.
Yeah,
but
whatever,
her weight
yeah.
goes up and down, and she has human struggles.
Mm-hmm.
She has normal struggles that we all can relate to.
Yep, absolutely.
And she doesn't hide it, and that's why I envy her more.
Mm.
You know, well, I should say I idolize her because she keeps it real. Now, that's somebody who's kept it real.
Yep,
you know?
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. I forgot what... Someone said one time about Beyonce that, I forgot who said it. I wish I remember who said it that I know. They said, there's no way Beyonce actually had that baby. Because how the fuck did she get, like, skinny so quick?
Easy. No, it was easy. You know, this is one of those things where I am going to say it was easy. And I'm going to tell you from a person who's had two children.
Okay.
And
perfect person
I don't know her metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her metabolism, but what I will tell you is that I gave birth to my son, and I did not even look like I was pregnant when I had him. I think when I put it like this, I flew on a plane at 8 months pregnant from the United States back to Japan. You're not supposed to fly when you're that far along, but because nobody knew I was that far along, I didn't look like it. I wore regular clothes. I never wore maternity clothes with my son. But my daughter, even though I wore maternity clothes, they were too big on me.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was born on a Thursday. I got out the hospital on that Saturday. That Monday, I was back in the fucking gym. I was walking around in my regular clothes as if I had never had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible. So when people say it can't happen, yes, it can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from a standpoint of a woman who's had two children, I didn't, guess what, I didn't get fucking fat until I turned goddamn 35, okay? I'm keeping it real. I didn't start gaining weight until I turned 35. And that was because, for one, I was on birth control. They had hormones and stuff, and that there were different factors that made me gain weight. But I will tell you that, yes, it's very possible to have a baby and be back fat within a day or so. You know, Kate Middleton, even though people talk about, yes, she showed her baby bump, she didn't have a small baby either, okay? You know, and she was all stomach. But when you look at her baby bump after she was born was not a big baby bump. You know, she could have had on her regular clothes. She chose not to. You know, but that's all I'm saying because, like I said, I was back in my regular clothes. I mean, I had a small pouch like that, but it's not like the next day you saw Beyonce and she was fat. You saw her like a month later, and it's possible to be fat a month later. Very possible.
All right.
And considering that she carried that baby in her hips, which for people who sit there and say, what do I mean? Just because a woman is pregnant, just like fat women don't carry all their fat in their stomach, you have some people who are fat, but when you look at them, you'd be like, they got a tiny stomach. But when they tell you how much they weigh, because their weight is in their hips, that's where all their weight goes. Well, when you carry a baby, you could carry it in the front in your stomach, or you could carry it down low, which is what we say, carrying it in your hips. And she carried that baby more in her hips than she did. She carried the baby low, which meant she was carrying the baby in her hips. So she had weight to lose, but she had more hips to lose. And if you look at it, her ass is smaller. Literally. Her actual ass is smaller because she carried the baby in her hips. Her titties never got big, and that's a lot of times for you to tell. When a woman carries a baby higher, her titties get bigger. Damn, this show went by quick. We said this was the quickest hour of sports. But
yeah, I told you.
To the Pacquiao fight, I'm going back to bed. But
no, we knew what you were doing, taking a little nappy before the show.
You know what? I have a dog that's sick, and I'm just like, and when I say sick, he got sick the other day, and I can smell it in his fucking fur. So it's irking me, so I have to keep him away from me.
Okay.
Because he's not getting a bath until tomorrow night. But with that, you know, remember Pacquiao fight?
Yep.
Spring training camp for all of the baseball teams is going on right now.
Yep.
And the Tigers, I don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, I'm a true Tigers fan, but I can't keep up with them, the Lions draft, and the Red Wings. I can't multitask like that, especially when boxing is coming up, because I'm still trying to figure out who the undercard is. I'm going to keep it real. I got to figure out who the damn undercard is on this card. Nobody said it. And even more people that could have been the undercard are gone because Bonner can't be on the undercard now. So, you know, the only person I'm thinking that could possibly do it is Klitschko. You know, and who will he go against?
True.
I mean, I think that would be a good undercard, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because Klitschko got his damn good, you know, he would be a good undercard.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else who I thought could possibly be, they got fights coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like right around that same time. So.
Right. Absolutely. Well, before you know it, it'll be here, believe it or not. We'll have more time as it leads up to it. But, it's before you know it, it's another month and a half or so. Like about a month and a half to the fight.
But if anybody, just give everybody a hint to tell you how a lot of fights have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just going to say the number of fights that have been canceled. And the reason why I say fights have been canceled because I have both HBO and Showtime. And considering that we're getting ready to go back into the heart of boxing season, we should start having fights now. Because they made that fucking announcement for May 2nd, HBO nor Showtime has been showing any fights. And not to knock NBC Sports, but any box that's going on there is not going to be an undercard of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only thing I'm thinking that they might do, which would be good for some little young guy who's starting out, I think they may pull boxers from NBC Sports. You know, but they're not going to let, for anybody who thinks they're going to get their debut with that fight, that's not going to happen. It's going to be somebody who's already had TV time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, that fight, there's too much money on that fight to not have people who've already had TV time.
Okay.
You can't. You got to have an undercard. You don't have to have a big dick name, but you got to have somebody that people know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have, like, a person. Two pro fights coming out of Philly due to undercards. You know.
Yeah.
Or out of the D or out of anywhere. You know. What would be cool. But I don't even know who the female boxers are now boxing pro because Layla Ali isn't boxing no more. She hasn't boxed in years.
Nope.
And I don't know who's on that circuit. But if they did the undercard of one of the female boxing fights, I think that would kind of be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no doubt.
It would be, you know, because female boxing really doesn't get the press that men's boxing does. And I think that would be a cool-ass undercard if you could get Layla Ali to commentate it because she knows who's out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if that little girl from Flint who won the gold medal, the only gold medal in boxing that U.S. won, if she's gone pro, she would be a good fight.
Nope.
Because, you know, she beat the shit out of that damn Russian. And for anybody, I can't remember her name, so I'm not going to sit there and say I remember her name, but she's out of Flint, Michigan. And when they said that the U.S. won no medals in boxing, she dogged out the entire country because she won the only medal, and it was a gold medal. And she beat the shit out of a Russian bitch.
Mm.
And this girl was 17 years old when she was in the Olympics 2 years ago. So I could see her possibly being pro now.
Mm.
So that's just, you know, like I said, I would watch her. I mean, I saw a little bit of her bout. Like I said, I really don't get into female boxing, but I think that would be a good undercard.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah, you know.
Or who's that chick that, oh, you know, who did get a ticket to the damn, oh, I'll take it back. They did get about one comp ticket to the fight. Rosie. The chick who just beat the shot that chick in 15 seconds, the UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah.
She got it.
Okay.
And that's because the promoter heard that she was going to take all her money to buy a ticket because she wanted to be at it. And he contacted her promoter and told her she didn't have to. She got the only comp ticket.
Wow.
She got one ticket. Because that's how bad she wanted to be. But when you're the baddest bitch on the planet right now, seriously, she's the baddest bitch on the planet. I would like this. I would move out her way if I saw her on the street. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even be talking shit because that bitch looks like she can be the man's ass.
Does she look all right?
Yeah, she looks okay. She's not, I mean, for a female, she's all right, you know. I don't really check out females like that, especially boxers. But she's a UFC fighter. But she don't look rough. I mean, from what I saw, she looks feminine when she's not in the ring.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's
important. She doesn't look psychish.
That's like Leah
Lee. For somebody who said, did she really say she didn't look dykish? Well, you know, she, y'all know what the dyke look is, and dykes don't get offended, because dykes think that being a dyke is a compliment, okay? I know people who are gay.
Yeah.
So for anybody who said that I'm being funny, I'm not being funny, because there are gay women, and you have gay women who, the more the ones who look mannish, are the ones that we call dykish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does she look like a dyke? No, she don't look like a dyke. So for those of y'all who say I'm being funny or I'm being, however, not politically correct, no, I am being politically correct when I say that. Because women who look like dykes and are dykes take it as a compliment and they've done their job.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to achieve. It's the ones that look feminine and you say that, they be like, what?
The fuck is your problem? Then that's where I'm to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But the ones who want to look that way and you say, oh, she look like a dyke, it's actually a compliment, and you will hear them and they're, that bitch a dyke. And that's their way of saying that she's a masculine in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which is what they
want. You don't normally see two dykes together.
No.
You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to probably pay for this comment. So this is my non-politically correct comment.
Yes.
But I can't speak for no place but here in Michigan. You know, they're fighting for gay marriage all over the country, and I know this has nothing to do with anything, but we were talking about dykes. And I realized that the ones who were fighting for the gay marriage are the ugliest bitches in the world. Two ugly bitches want to marry each other. Now, those two look like dykes. I couldn't figure out which one was the woman and which one was the man. Because they were so ugly. And fat. And white.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fucking dykes. So I don't know which one was what. I mean, now I will say I commend them for adopted special needs children.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all are two ugly bitches, okay? I think one of y'all attractive. I'm just saying. So,
yeah, man, no.
I know that was not politically correct, but with that one,
oh, well.
They both look like dykes to me.
Yeah.
And I've come to find out every place in the country where you got gay people really fighting to have their marriages recognized.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the ugly ones they put on. You don't never see the cute couple saying we're fighting to get married.
Yeah, those are ugly ones.
Those are ugly ones.
Those are ugly ones
are always the ones that are fighting to get married.
Same thing with gay guys too. Same thing with gay guys.
You don't never see the cute couples out there publicly saying they fight for it. It's always the ugly ones that got to go in the news. I thought it was just me. I thought it was just me.
No. They always
like,
show
you
that.
You see Tony DeRossi and Ellen DeGeneres up there fighting to get married? They are a cute couple.
Mm-hmm.
Portia is drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, see, they're not supposed to child if we want to have a right to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got these ugly folks.
These ugly fucking people.
Oogly. I thought it was just me.
No,
I thought
the same thing.
I had to make that non-politically correct. So I'm sure I will say that I'm gay bashing or something. No,
oh,
I love
not.
Gay people. But y'all just got some ugly motherfuckers. I mean, the poster child for y'all poster children are ugly.
Yeah. Is that seeing a regular straight couple that look ugly getting married? You know, like. Damn.
You know what? When two ugly straight people get married, I'd be like, ooh, y'all are some ugly-ass children. And they normally make the cutest babies.
Yeah, weird.
They have ugly-ass parents.
Sometimes.
I'm serious. Two ugly or ugly make cute for whatever reason to come down a child. But,
Sometimes a good-looking couple can make an ugly baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody swore their child is the cutest child.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll be trying to tell them shit.
You know that saying, a face only a mother could love? That's a true saying.
Sometimes the mama don't love it.
Yeah. Like, damn. Like, man, even I have to admit you're ugly.
I'm just saying.
I can't lie. I can't lie no more.
I mean, like, when my son was born, my son was a cute baby, but if I didn't know that I wasn't fucking nobody but his daddy, I would have thought I had messed around. Because my son, I kid you not, I'm going to say this. Now, I'm considered what you call light skin. I'm not high yellow, but
no.
I'm light skin. But my son was white. My son was the only black baby born in the hospital. He was the only black baby born.
Mm-hmm.
He was whiter than the white baby.
Wow.
The white babies had more color than the white babies had more color than my child.
Damn.
Okay.
Shit.
And I don't like light skin. You know, when I say I don't like pink, I don't like light skinned men. My
mm-hmm.
father is a red ball. And
yeah, I was gonna say that's what you fit in that category. I think you're a red bone.
No, my daddy is a red bone.
Oh, so you don't consider yourself a red bone?
A lot of people call me a red bone. I don't consider myself a red bone because my son and my daughter are lighter than me.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother doesn't consider me a red bone. She just considers me light skinned.
Okay.
But I consider my children and my dad a red bone because they're yellow. But I can't stand them. Well, my daughter, she's not yellow. She's lighter than me. But my son is yellow. So when I say that, you know, if I didn't know that I wasn't fucking around, I would have been like, that baby ain't, I'm serious. He was the only black baby born in the hospital, and he was lighter than a white baby.
Damn. Than
the white baby.
Shit.
And my ex-husband, the white people was asking him what was his son at, and he was like, that one right there. And they looked at him, and they said, you sure you're the daddy? And I heard people ask him that, and I'm like, and then this stupid-ass motherfucker, well, you know, we do have these weird work schedules. I looked at him, I said, if you ask me, I will fuck you up. We fucking like rabbits, day in. Whenever I had a fucking moment off work, and I had a crazy work schedule. You know, in the military, you got them crazy schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and our free time between me, I was still cooking dinner. I'm old school. I was cooking dinner. In between cooking dinner, we still fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Day in, day out, we fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had our friends, I kid you not. This is how bad it was. People would come to our apartment, and they would say, damn, y'all having sex. Y'all know we going somewhere. I mean, we would literally be getting dressed.
Damn.
That's how much sex we had. I mean, literally, we could have sex anywhere. They'd be like, okay. I think we would just look at each other and be like, fucking. I'm serious.
Damn.
That's how much we had sex. People used to hate to come to our house because they was afraid that they were knocking on the door and we'd be fucking. Because that's how much sex we had. So, for him to give me that stupid ass look, like, I'm like, really, motherfucker? I know you ain't go there with me.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking more than goddamn rabbits. We fucking in cars. We fucking at home. We fucking on the couch. Every single room in our house, we fuck in, okay? That's how we made my goddamn daughter. We were born when we moved to California, so we were fucking. And my daughter is the youngest. That's why my children are only 14 months apart. What do you do when you ain't got nothing else to do when you're not working? Fuck.
You fuck it, yeah. That's right.
But see, the downfall was that we moved stateside and he started seeing other pussy. And them bitches realized that we was fucking a lot and he was bow-legged. And his stupid ass thought that bow-legged meant that he could go fuck everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I beat that one bitch ass. I mean, her ass. She fucked him. I found out about it. I called her and her husband over. I confronted her in front of her husband and beat her ass at my home. At least you can't say that I beat your ass away from your husband. Your husband know why I beat your ass, because you was fucking my husband. You fuck my husband, I beat your ass.
That's right. Absolutely.
I've matured. Now I don't beat bitches' ass. I feel, you know, now I've gotten to the point, you know, he wants you want him, then y'all go fucking be with each other. But, you know, back then I thought I had to fight over a man. Now, you know, and then I look at it, you know, now my attitude is he going home with you? And I think because I deal with groupies now, that shit don't faze me. Oh, he fucked you? That's cute.
That's cute.
I know he ain't promised you shit. Yeah. He must have ate your pussy because you think you're in love now. That's all right, honey. You'll get over it. That was his task for the month. You know. Oh, you touched his dick? You must feel so special. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice to know.
Now go tell your mommy that you sucked the dog on road manager's dick, okay? to try to get to the rapper. Come on. Tell your mommy what you did to try to get backstage tickets.
That's right.
you sucked his dick and a cystic, okay. And you still didn't get to the rapper. Wow, baby, you did good. You got your dick sucked by the groupie. You know, that's my attitude now.
That's funny.
That shit used to bother me. You can tell now I think this shit is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, bitch. You know, you suck his dick and then he comes home. He's probably coming in your mouth saying, damn, I wish this was my woman. You know. Because then I get fucked well. You know, so you're doing me a favor. I get fucked better. You suck his dick, I get fucked better. I think it's a win-win for me.
Wow.
You suck his dick? And it's obvious you're not doing it good because I haven't gotten a phone call yet. Baby, I'm leaving you for this bitch who sucked my dick good. I ain't got that phone call yet. I haven't. Out of 7 years, I have not got the phone call that I'm leaving you for this bitch.
True.
So y'all ain't doing something right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What was that note? I'm going to bed.
You're going to bed. Yeah, we went 18 minutes over, but that's all right.
And I checked, well, I was checking the email hoping that maybe I had some good news for us.
Oh, I see. I see what you're trying, yeah.
I was checking.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I ain't good, I ain't no.
Mm.
But we'll be back on Tuesday, maybe before Tuesday.
Maybe.
We'll get some news as of right now, maybe.
It's still tomorrow on the weekend.
Know.
Never know.
Yeah, it's still tomorrow on the weekend.
Never know. We'll see.
I know.
We'll see. But anyway, either way, we're coming. We'll be back here Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when it's all about sex, and more sex. And then Wednesday with the Bitter Black Bitch Show, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I promise you, next week will be the new start time for Ask Ms. V Sports, which would be 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This would be the last time we will do 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless something comes up down the line in the future where there might be a day where we might have to do a different time. But other than that, sorry, next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Ask Ms. V Sports. So just remember that. We'll perform it more next week, of course, and during every day, of course, on Twitter, which, by the way, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973 and Ms. V the Toy Lady. At Miss V the Toilet. That's at MSVTOILADY.
You want me to do it? Because you'll be trying to get it and you just can't get it. It's at MSVTOILADY.
Yeah. Well, you sound better than me when you do it anyway.
And maybe. make sure you get all your toys at thetoylady.com. That's our sponsor, thetoylady.com, for all your pleasure products. The one place where you can come day in and day out. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always available online. And have a question, hit the Ask Miss B link, and I will send you straight to customer service and send your questions, and I will get back to you if you're looking for a product or anything else. Until next week,
yes.
We will see you again, and listen to our story. You never know what's happening. And we'll bring our newspapers back. We've been forgetting our newspapers.
Oh, yeah. That's right, newspapers, yeah. That's right. Wow.
We'll be tweeting that we're bringing our newspapers. That'll be our little reminder. Have a great weekend, everyone. And
yes.
Remember, this week, okay, spring forward, everyone. So that means
when is that?
Don't get too fucked up.
When is that?
Saturday night, spring forward.
It
Saturday
is this
night,
weekend? Are you serious?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit. Are you serious? Oh, man. He does lose my power sleep. God damn it.
So everybody change your clocks this weekend and have fun and have a drink. Just sit through the time law. Have a good weekend, everyone.
And if you get up 5 in the morning for a job like me, Sunday. Anyway, where to me. All right.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday.
Yes. Bye, everybody. Set your clocks. Yeah, I look forward to it.